Blog Talk Radio.
If there is anyone out there who still doubts that America is a place where all things are possible, who still wonders if the dream of our founders is alive in our time, who still questions the power of our democracy, tonight is your answer.
Brown Sugar Radio is the food for your soul. Enriching lives with many possibilities, we embrace and uplift our community with love, laughter, and inspiration. Today, I encourage you to keep learning, keep smiling, but most of all, keep striving to make your dreams come true. It's time to believe in yourself and walk into your new journey. Buckle your seatbelt for another exciting segment on the hottest urban show on the internet. It's time to get up, Brown Sugar Radio Lord listeners. We've got work to do.
Well, hello, and welcome back to another exciting segment here on Brown Sugar Radio. Oh, my goodness, you guys, I have been so busy. You know, I'm getting my voice back slowly but surely. But you know, I'm a powerhouse, and I'm not going to let anything stop me from getting on the air. And so I love my loyal listeners. You guys are all phenomenal. I owe it to you to come on regularly, at least once a week, so that you can know that your girl Sugar is still holding it down. Well, you know, here we are again with some more Hollywood, and I even went Hollywood headlines because, man, I tell you, this has been a crazy week. Everything from Dwight Howard going to the Lakers, and my boy Steve Nash is now with the Lakers. I don't know if I want to cry, if I just want to curl up somewhere in the corner because I love Steve Nash and my sons. Many of you know your girl Sugar is a Suns fan, and I am just devastated. However, at the end of the day, I know that Nash had to do what he had to do. He wants to get a ring. He's getting older. He's ready to retire. And he's probably like, you know, hey, if LeBron did it, dang it, I can too. But the difference, why weren't the Suns fans burning up Nash's jersey? He seemed like he had more respect, didn't he? Oh, well. Well, anyhow, what's up, Jocelyn? Thank you for joining us today on Brown Sugar Radio. All of the loyal listeners in the chat, Facebook, and Twitter. You guys are amazing. So as I begin to continue talking about this journey here, oh my gosh, there's so much stuff that's went on over these last few days. The big story, many of you know that Sparkle is released, and I am so excited. Can't wait to see the movie. It's been launched today. Make sure you get to the nearest theater by you so that you can check out Whitney Houston's last film. Oh, wow, I don't know if I'm going to cry or what, but I know I'm going to be moved to see Whitney in action again. Jordan Sparks speaks about Whitney being humble and down to earth and just, you know, such a huge, iconic figure. Having that honor of working with Whitney, I know it had to be a humbling experience for Jordan. So we're going to check it out. Make sure you show some love for Sparkle as it recycles the Rags to Riches Supremes inspired Motown story told famously in Dreamgirls. This also is, like I said, Whitney's final performance. And we are going to make sure we show her some love, all right? It's going to be phenomenal. Sparkle, many of you who've seen the original, I'm sure you'd love the remake. And, you know, we're just going to be excited about it and just show Whitney and Jordan some love. Even Bishop T.D. Jakes, I believe, had a cameo in the movie, or if he was behind filming it, I believe. But I know he did speak of Whitney's grace and poise on the scene, and so that is something we want to make sure that we give it up for Miss Houston. It's got to be hard for her daughter, too. to watch, you know. I can only imagine hearing your mother's voice again and seeing her move, you know, that's got to be very difficult. So we want to keep Bobby Christina certainly uplifted in prayer. But another heartbreaking story, man, I wish that I really, really had some good news to report. Well, the sparkle is good news, right? Other than Nash leaving the Suns, I'm just devastated. Many of you have been following Chad Johnson, and it's so unfortunate. Another athlete bites the dust. What is truly going on here? I don't understand it. Many have speculated that the marriage between Chad Johnson and Evelyn Lozado from Basketball Wives was all staged. It was just all for TV and the cameras, blah, blah, blah. But I don't think so. I really don't think so this time. I truly believe that Evelyn and Chad, they were in love, just didn't know how to make love work. Is love enough? Is it enough? That's truly what we have to ask ourselves at the end of the day. What is it that it truly takes in order to have a successful marriage? Well, I tell you, headbutting your wife certainly isn't one of them. So, allegedly, now, you know, I got to use that word because I don't know if this is the show enough gospel truth. But, allegedly, Evelyn had found a receipt for a box of condoms in Chad's car, and this is what stirred the altercation. She confronted him about it. He got angry. They got in a heated argument. He headbutted her. Neighbors heard screams and shouts, and she had apparently decided to, you know, run to the neighbor's house, allegedly. They called the ambulance for her. She was rushed to the emergency room and had to get stitches. While all this took place, what was going on is that the Dolphins had released Chad. They said, you know, the next day this happened, he got arrested, went to jail. The very next day they released him. They don't want, you know, that kind of drama affiliated with the Dolphins. And not only that, but VH1 had canceled Chad and Evelyn's reality show. So that right there lets me know that this is not all for show. This is not all. Because why would they have canceled the show if it was all for the TV, right? And the other thing that was really, really sad is Evelyn has filed for a divorce. So, I mean, golly, when it rains, it pours. I really, truly hope. I don't know, because we could look at this two ways. Many are like, I told you so. He wasn't no good. You shouldn't have messed with him. Evelyn tried to tell you. I mean, I've gotten all kind of emails on this story. I don't really know. I do know that marriage is hard, and I do know that it takes a ton of prayer and understanding and patience. And, you know, you just have to really, really know in your heart, do you love this person enough to go through any and everything? Because that's, you know, to me, you know when you love someone, not when the roses are smelling great and you're on top of the valley and everything's going wonderful. You know when you truly love someone, honey, when they've seen you on your worst day. Okay? After you've had the worst argument ever. When you've been on the verge of a nervous breakdown. When that bill didn't get paid. You feel me? Come on, somebody, help me out. That's when you know you truly love someone, not when everything is all glitz and glamorous. You love somebody when you're low. You love somebody when you're down and out. That's how you know that love is unconditional. You feel me? So, I don't want to say that I endorse abuse. That is not what I'm saying here. Beating on your spouse is totally unacceptable. Headbutting them, all that. And Evelyn's probably really upset because, you know, you're messing with her face now. Come on. That's her product line. That's her advertisement for her e-cosmetics. Very sad to lose so much if, by any chance, Chad was cheating, which, golly, only he knows the truth. Was it worth it is the question I'd want to ask. You know, brothers, if you got your career going and you got a beautiful woman by your side that's strong and independent, Evelyn was holding on. You know, she's got a book out, a cosmetic line. She did have a shoe store. I believe that she either went online only. I know that she closed down the shop, but I mean, just had a lot, just a jack of all trades. Now, of course, there was some heat she took from Basketball Wives because of her temper and violence and being a bully and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But at the end of the day, we all have some issues we have to deal with. And certainly the way I feel is he without sin cast the first stone. You know, if you want to make this world a better place, start with yourself. If you don't like what you see in others, then you change and you become the example that you'd like to see in the world. That's the answer that I have for that. But heartbreaking and just devastating news. Keita Williams goes on. Keita Williams, know many of you who have watched the TO show. She is his publicist. And she kind of, her take on it, she recently appeared on HNL Showbiz Tonight. And she reveals that she was shocked that Chad was the accused perpetrator when she has heard of Evelyn's violence in the past. She states, "I was totally shocked. I mean, obviously, this is something that's beyond serious when I heard about it. My first initial reaction when I heard domestic violence, because he's married to Evelyn, was that she was the initiator of this situation. I was completely shocked that he was the perpetrator or accused to be the perpetrator in the situation. That the crazy part is that we have to remember that Chad was arrested. He hasn't been accused of a crime yet. It's up to the district attorney on whether or not they want to pursue pressing charges against him. So we have to look at both sides of the situation. Quite honestly, Evelyn has had altercations on camera, and we know that she can be violent. However, both of them are dealing with a situation that's beyond just a minor incident. So I'm definitely trying to figure out what the next step is for Chad, because he's already paying a big price tag for what's happened." Wow. Keita also spoke on Evelyn giving Chad permission to cheat on her. She says, "I was shocked when I saw the clip because you're right. We had a roundtable discussion about it. How do you give your man permission to go out and have a sexcapade without you? You're giving him permission to do something that puts you in harm's way. But more importantly, the message that was sent to him, he actually took her up on that offer. So right now, it's a bad, bad thing to think that as women, we have a right to stand and protect ourselves. But at the end of the day, I think Chad and Evelyn have a lot more of work to do on their relationship. They both have issues they have dealt with personally. And there's more to this than that's going on behind closed door. We don't know what's going on inside of the household, regardless of there being a camera there or not." Yeah. Man, that's crazy. I don't know. I really, really don't know. It's absolutely. Man. Evelyn also dropped... Now, this is what's really sad. Let me go on to some more information. You know, Chad's brother recently passed. He was the one who escorted Evelyn down the aisle, and I know he passed. I think it was on the 8th or the 11th. It was sometime during this month of August that he passed. And it's just really unfortunate because now they're dealing with the death of Chad's brother on top of this huge, you know, embarrassing issue now with Evelyn and Chad. But it's just really, really unfortunate to see all of this. Just, man. Evelyn also drops Chad. I'm just like so sad. I was really kind of hoping things would have worked out because they had so many haters. And they really look cute together, in my opinion. They do. But it would have been nice to see a couple just kind of fight it out. One couple that I admire to the T is Will and Jada Pinkett Smith. And I know marriage is difficult, but I think it's great when you have two people that love each other tremendously enough to know that, listen, you know, I'm going to be here for you, baby, no matter what. And that's beautiful to me. Also, Beyonce and Jay-Z, you know, I think that's another beautiful couple that displays true hardcore love. And you know, no matter what comes their way, they're willing to face it together. But it's so, so sad because, like I said, Evelyn has also dropped the last name. She was Evelyn Lozado Johnson. I guess now she's taking the Johnson off. And so it's just really, really sad to see all this take place. And, man, I don't know. I haven't heard the story that Keita was talking about that Evelyn gave her man permission to cheat on her. What woman would want that? I don't know. I'm going to have to do some more research on that. But definitely keep it locked and loaded. Just so many wonderful things, like I said, taking place. Make sure you show some love for Whitney's new movie coming out and Jordan Sparks. Just a phenomenal opportunity to show some love one last time for Whitney. And I just think that, you know, it's just some great things going on. I only have a few seconds left. But I just want to tell each and every single one of you that, you know, be encouraged and know that no matter what happens throughout your day, you can make it great. You can make it wonderful. Don't let obstacles get in your way. I have one more thing that I'd like to read. And this is on the 10 rules for a happy marriage before I close. I wanted to speak on this to encourage because it just seems like there's so much negativity that swirls around with divorce. You know, Tom and his wife, Kate Cruz, are getting a divorce. And, I mean, it's just so many various things that are taking place. Katie Kovac is supposedly splitting from her boyfriend. I mean, just so many things that are going on. And I want to talk about some happiness, some great things that are positive. All right, so rules for a happy marriage. Number one, never both be angry at the same time. Number two, never yell at each other unless the house is on fire. Three, if one of you has to win an argument, let it be your mate. Four, if you have to criticize, do it lovingly. Five, never bring up mistakes of the past. Six, neglect the whole world rather than each other. Seven, never go to sleep with an argument unsettled. Eight, at least once every day, try to say one kind or compliment thing that your partner has done in your life. Nine, when you have done something wrong, be ready to admit it and ask for forgiveness. 10. It takes two to make a quarrel, and the one thing is the wrong. Wait a minute, let me rephrase that. It takes two to make a quarrel, and the one in the wrong is the one who does the most talking. Silence is golden, isn't it? So just wanted to give you some food for thought there. Hope you are enjoying and loving this fantastic Saturday. Wanted to do a short but sweet segment, show you some love, give you that food for thought, and remember that you can make life the best because why? You choose the best. Never let anyone discourage you from making your dreams happen. All right, well, I'll be back this Thursday. We have another treat, another author coming on air. Then next week after that, we've got some phenomenal guests coming up. Keep it locked because we got some more Vegas specials in the house. Much love and peace, and I'll see you next week. Have a fabulous day.